Greetings everyone and welcome to an audio tutorial for inclusiveandroid.com. I am Warren Carr. Today I'll be taking a look at a popular app called Smart Selfie. Smart Selfie spelled S-M-A-R-T-S-E-L-F-I-E can be found in the archives of apps in the inclusiveandroid.com apps and games directory. Also, you could find it on the Play Store. I'll be demonstrating how to use Smart Selfie, which is very easy to use and is voice guided. Therefore, if you don't have a Samsung phone like the S5 that has a guided voice camera, you could use this one to take pictures of yourself without the need to shell out the money for an S5. So let's go ahead and bring up that Smart Selfie app. It's located in my OCR folder, and now I'm going to go to that folder right here on my home screen.
Folder, navigation, folder, OCR. Folder opened, 3x3.
All right, now I'm going to find Smart Selfie.
Text Fairy. Smart Selfie.
There we go. Let's tap here.
Folder closed.
Give it a little bit of time to load.
Alert view user guide. No, yes.
The first thing that comes up is asking us as to whether or not we would like to view the user guide. And seriously, I would suggest that you view this user guide. So it's not long. Let's just go through real quick. And so I'm going to tap on the yes instead of the no.
No button. Yes button. Alert current settings. Detection settings. Number of faces. Auto detect. Current orientation, portrait, selfie mode, on, zoom factor, 1.0, balance mode, average, voice guidance speed, 2.0s, eyeliner position, 65, off, current volume, 60.00%, face zone, off, camera settings, preview size, 320x240, focus mode, auto, flash, off, picture quality, 100. Picture size, 5 MP max, 4128x3096. Okay. Smart Selfie.
Okay, so that's the first page. I'm going to swipe from the right to the left to the next page of tutorial.
Smart Settings. There are three icons in the top action bar. They are presets, detection settings, camera settings. In addition, there is a more option that will be shown if your device lacks a physical menu button. The settings are located in two separate areas. They are the detection settings and the camera settings. Changing your settings, detection settings. If want to change your settings, you will need to click OK to save the changes at the end. You can click cancel and no changes will be saved. For more information about detection settings, go to the help feature located in the menu. To access it, you will need to exit this tutorial. Changing your settings, camera settings. If you need to make changes to things like preview size, focus mode, flash settings, these camera settings are applied immediately after you select them. Above are suggested orientations for portrait and landscape modes. However, important. When taking a photo in landscape mode, be sure to familiarize yourself with your phone. Be sure to try both landscape orientation of your phone to see which is the correct up position. The app will have poor detection if your phone has taken landscape photos upside down. You may notice there's a FPS number that appears on the screen. The higher the number, the faster your phone is at detecting faces. It is recommended that this number is at least 4 FPS. If your device is slow, then you can increase the FPS by lowering the preview size in the menu. This will not affect the final picture quality.
Okay, I think we swipe to the last page.
Point back camera. Aim back camera. Turn the phone around and point the back camera roughly at the center of the group or single person. You should be holding the phone about 30 centimeters from your face.
That's the last page of the tutorial, and I'm going to hit the back key.
Smart Selfie. Alert current settings. Detection settings. Number of faces. Auto detect. Current orientation. Portrait. Selfie mode. On. Zoom factor, 1.0, balance mode, average, voice guidance speed, 2.0s. Eyeliner position 65 off. Current volume 60.00%. Face tone off. Camera settings. Preview size 320x240. Focus mode auto. Flash off. Picture quality 100. Picture size 5 MP max 4128x3096. Okay.
Okay, so now this is the main UI. Of course, you have to tap on the OK to have the preview, camera preview, the live preview. But let's take a quick look here at the top right corner. We got
detection settings, number of faces.
Detection settings,
current settings.
Now that's the description and a little bit of a tutorial. Now we're back to this screen where we have three buttons from the bottom, beginning from the left to the right. We have
current settings and detection settings,
and then the OK. Now the these buttons are not red; they're not labeled. What
button?
That's tap the first to one select. on the left. Now you cannot label it. If I try to bring up the local context menu, watch.
One, touch the screen and explore in a circle to find an item, then page granularity.
See, there's no labeling.
Default granularity, character granularity, word granularity, line granularity, paragraph granularity.
That's it.
Page granularity.
So you
cancel.
You can't label these buttons. However, what tells you that what button is what is near the top. And this is a line going from left to right. And the first one says
current settings.
And so you tap the first button on the bottom left, which
button.
Just says button. Let's tap. And beginning from the top, this is what we'll get. Let's see what we got here.
Preview size.
So preview size is the first one.
Focus mode.
Focus mode is the second one. I'm just going from top to bottom, exploring downward.
Flash.
To the right of each of these is the button to activate whatever it is that you want to do. For instance, if I'm back here.
Preview size.
At the preview size, and I go straight from that to the right, near the right edge of the phone. What?
320x240 button.
So if I tap there, that would allow me to change the size. So let's go down to where it says flash, and that's the third one.
Focus mode.
Focus mode. That's auto, because if I go to the right, watch. I'm going right.
Auto button.
Auto. Then I'm going to go down to flash.
Flash.
And I'm going to go right.
Off button.
I'm going to tap here on off.
Alert flash mode. Okay.
So now we need to choose the flash mode, and I'm going to put my finger right near the top and go down from there so I don't miss anything.
Flash mode.
Okay. Go down.
Checked off.
So below it, it says checked is off. Now I wonder what's down here.
Not checked. Auto.
That's auto.
Tap
keep
to
going
toggle.
Down.
Not checked. On.
On.
So tap
I'll
to toggle.
Put mine on auto. So if it's a dark place, then it would automatically trigger the flash. And if it is not a dark place, it will just remain dormant. So let's
makers tap. Checked. Off. Not checked. Auto.
Auto. Of course.
Checked.
There we go. Now, after checking what you want, you want to be sure to click OK or cancel. So let's go down.
Not checked. On. Not checked. Torch. OK button.
So that now torch means you have a continuous lighting. So if you're doing a video camera, video cam recording, then you would have the torch on in the case that you're in a dark place. So you want that continuous torch light. Okay, so there's okay.
Okay button.
And there's a cancel.
Not checked. Okay button.
So now I'm going to click on on OK.
Okay button. Okay.
Okay, so now we're back to.
Alert warning. For safety reasons, please set zoom factor to 0.75x, 0.8x, 0.85, 0.9 to take a photo with flash. Torch mode is not recommended unless you have rooted your device and lowered the torch brightness. Okay.
Basically, what it is that the torch is a bright light and it's a blinding light. So anyway, I'm going to click on OK and get moving here.
Alert camera settings.
Okay, so we're back to the camera settings. And
320x 240 focus mode.
The focus mode was auto.
Flash.
And going right, moving my finger right from flash.
Auto button.
That's auto. Let's go down.
Change folder. Fix for Android 4.3. Change folder.
Now, change folder would be to if you want to make these pictures go onto your SD card or whatever folder you would want. Let's go to the right.
Picture smart selfie button.
That's tap the default folder. It's going to go into picture slash smart selfie. Now you can change it to a different location if you want to change it to your DCIM folder or some other folder on your phone. You may do so. I'm going to leave mine the way it is. So let's go down.
Fix for Android 4.3.
Okay.
Seek control.
That's the last one, is it?
Auto button. Safe mode and usability.
Safe mode and usability is on auto.
White balance.
Then we got white balance.
Auto button.
And it's auto.
Tap to select. Safe mode and usability.
And go right.
Take test picture button.
Okay. Take test picture. Let's go down. Scroll up.
Double click screen trigger. Not checked. Check box. Tap to toggle.
If you don't want to have it tell you to say cheese, you could check this to double tap somewhere on the face of the phone to take a picture. But then that defeats the purpose of a voice guiding app.
Safe mode and usability.
All right,
double click screen.
Scroll up. Let's see what we got.
Override. Touch screen twice to take a photo. Not checked. Check box.
That's not checked either.
Close button.
So that's the last one. And then at the bottom, you will find a close button to close out
close
of these
button.
Settings. I tap here.
Smart selfie.
Now, tapping on that takes me to the camera view. And so we didn't get to go to the other settings, but of course you can play with those on your own. Now, the thing is that if I point this camera at an object, it is not going to activate it. It only activates when it sees a face. So I'm pointing it, you know, out here in my kid's room and going around the room. Of course, there are a bunch of objects and posters on the wall. Yep, nothing happens. However, I'm going to turn the back camera toward me and see what happens. Let's see.
Left.
There.
Left.
It says left.
Left. Hold. Closer.
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 Closer. Closer. Right.
Say right.
Hold. Right, hold, right, hold, hold, say cheese.
Smart selfie.
There we go. So you just follow the directions.
Flash
you
was disabled
say.
Because there was set 0.9. Smart selfie. List
okay.
Showing one item. List show.
So how it works.
Footer food delivery free 4, 314, 314, 314.
Those are the ads at the bottom. Now, after the picture is taken, of course, the picture is there in the middle of the camera, of the phone. Now, to the top of the camera, beginning from the right, we have delete, if you don't like it. And then
delete share.
Then we have share. And then we have next
gallery.
To that is a gallery. So from the top right corner, we have delete, share, and gallery. If I tap on delete, what?
Delete. Alert, delete this photo.
Now, so we got choices as to how we want to delete. So go
ahead. Delete this photo.
So when I go down.
Yes plus exit gallery.
Yes plus
tap
exit
to
the
select.
Gallery. So what that means is if I tap on delete, I tap on yes plus exit the gallery, would be that as soon as that is done, then I'd be in the live preview of the camera again to where I'm ready to take another picture. How about going down to the next one?
Yes.
Yes,
tap to select.
We'll delete it, but will still leave me here in where the picture was being shown without putting me in the live preview of the camera. Let's go down.
No.
No, of course.
Tap to select.
Means what it says. So I'm going to tap on no so the picture is not gone.
No. Smart selfie.
All right.
List
so my,
showing two items.
My picture is still here.
Button 84. Unlabeled.
Now,
tap to select.
That's the picture that says button 84 unlabeled. Now I'm going to go tap on the gallery so we could have more information about the picture we just took.
Delete. Share.
And go right to gallery.
List showing to a share. Gallery. Info running. Click to add a new info. Storage emulated /0/picture smart selfie. Gallery. Window icon. Info -2. Hide. Maximize. Close. Corner.
So near the bottom we have this.
Info -2.
The info. Now, if I go back to the near the top left, but not all the way to the top, just
button 65 unlabeled.
Where it says button 65
tap
unlabeled.
Tap to select.
That's the camera. That's the picture. And if I tap on this very unlabeled button, I don't think we can label it. Let me try to bring up the LCM local context menu and see what happens.
No menu items.
No menu items. So I'll just tap on
button
it. And
button
see what
65.
Happens.
Gallery.
What happens is that now at the bottom near, just above the home key, will be the information and file name. So let's go down here just above the home key.
In file name, S selfie April 21st, 2015, 104606 JPG. Dimensions, 1536x2048. Size, 1.4 megabytes. Date, Tuesday, April 21st, 10 hours, 30 minutes, and 6 seconds PDT 2015.
All right, so there's our information about the picture. However, we can't edit anything here. We cannot change the file name. The only time that we can change the file name, of course, is if we exit out of here, go into the folder, the Smart Selfie folder, and change the name of the file there by long pressing the file, file name, or the file, or the image, and go to change or rename the file. And that's the shortcoming. Let's see if we could do that. So I'm going to go to my browsers and...
Folder, browsers.
Let's see.
Folder opened, 3x3,
find
mega, total commander. Folder closed.
Okay, I'm going to go
to... Total commander, total commander. Navigate home.
Navigate home. And I'm going
total
to go to
SD card.
SD card. That's my local one.
Dot BD Sappy. Dot Strong. Acapella Voice. Aquary.
Now I'm
going
to scroll up because Smart Selfie would be towards the bottom.
Pod ringtones. The Hardy Boys Sear 2 Vocalizer 2. Pod pictures. Dear. File name. S Selfie. Podcasts.
I think in pictures.
Dear. Pictures. Dear. April 21st, 2015, 10:46 a.m.
There it is. So that's the
tap to select.
Pictures
tap and hold to long press.
Created. That's a folder. So I tap here.
Total commander. Window icon. Info minus. Hide button. File name. S selfie April 21st, 2015, 104606 JPG. Dimensions. 1536x2000. File name. S selfie. Podcasts, dear. File name. S selfie April 21st, 2015, 104606 JPG. Dimensions. 1536x2048. Size. 1.4 megabytes. Date. Tuesday, April 21st, 10 hours, 46 minutes.
Okay, let's see if we could long press on it.
Close button.
Oh, there's just tactical. A close. Hang on, I
Total
think
commander.
I made a mistake somewhere. Hang on.
Music, dear. Nook, dear.
Let's go to pictures.
Pictures,
again.
Dear.
All right, there we go. It was my mistake. So here's our file.
Smart selfie, dear. April 21st, 2015, 11:24 a.m.
So that's another
tap
folder.
Tap to select.
So tap on
tap
here.
And hold to launch. Dot.
So when you tap on the pictures folder, then inside that is another folder called Smart Selfie. Now, inside the Smart Selfie folder, now we'll have our picture. Let's take a look.
S Selfie April 21st, 2015, 112417 JPG, 1.5M April 21st, 2015, 11:24 a.m.
Okay,
tap
now
to select.
I'm gonna
tap S Selfie April 21st, 2015, 104606 JPG, 1.4M April 21st, 2015, 10:46 a.m.
These are two pictures. The
tap
first one
to
I
select.
Took a 10
tap and hold to long
and
press.
The last one I just took.
S Selfie April 21st, 2015, 112417 JPG, 1.5M April 21st, 2015,
right.
11:24 a.m.
So now using Total
tap
Commander,
to select. Tap and hold to long press.
Double tap and long press on it to go edit the file name. So let's give that a try.
Alert S Selfie April 21st, 2015, 112417.
So we got
S Selfie. Open with Send to. Send to. Create link on desktop. Rename.
There's our rename.
Tap to select.
If I tap here.
Alert rename file. Rename file S Selfie April 21st, 2015, 1124. Rename file. Rename. Edit box. S Selfie April 21st, 2015, 112417 JPG.
Now, let's say I want to just go to the end of the line or maybe select it all. I'm going to bring up my local context menu. Up arrow.
Touch the screen and explore in a circle to find an item. Then cursor control menu.
Cursor control. And
move cursor to beginning. Cancel. Select all.
Select all.
S Selfie April 21st, 2015, 112417 J.
I'm going to bring up another local context menu, see if I could just delete the whole thing or cut it. All right, now.
Touch the screen and explore in a circle to find an app cursor control menu. Change granularity menu, cancel.
No, let's go to
cursor control menu.
See what we have.
Cut.
Cut it.
Clear text.
All right, now I'm going to just call it Inclusive Android.
Voice input button. Total commander. Keyboard hidden.
Inclusive Android. Actually, I think because I'm recording and also talking at the same time, the voice input
S Selfie April 21st, 2015. S Selfie April 21st, 2015, 104606 JPG. 1.4M April 21st, S Selfie April 21st, 2015, 112417 JPG. 1.5M. Alert S Selfie.
Rename.
Rename. Alert rename file. Rename file S Selfie April. Rename file S Selfie. Edit box. S. Edit box. Showing text.
All right, let's go cut it off.
Touch the screen and explore
menu.
In a cursor control menu.
And let's find a select all.
Cancel. Move cursor to end. Paste. Select cancel. Select all.
Select
S
all.
Selfie April 21st, 2015. One.
Local context menu again. And this time we're
touch the screen and
cut.
Cursor control menu.
All right.
Move cursor to end. Cut. Clear text.
Okay. So let's just call it. What
U
shall we call it?
I.
Inclusive
B,
Android.
N. N. C. C.
D, D, D.
L.
There we go.
L.
Inclusive
U,
Android.
D. S. U. I. I. V.
V.
E. E. Inclusive. A. A. B, N, F, D, D, T, R, O, O, U, I, D, D.
Okay, so we call it
Edit Box Inclusive Android.
All right, so
Rename button.
I'm going to tap on tap the name to just select. Below that.
Total Commander. Keyboard hidden. Inclusive Android. 1.S Selfie April 21st, 2000. Inclusive Android. 1.5M April 21st, 2015. 11:24 a.m.
Okay, let's see.
S Selfie April 21st, 2015. 104606 JPG. 1.4M April 21st, 2015, 1046.
I forgot to put a .jpg, so I wonder if this could be opened.
Inclusive try. Android. Alert inclusive Android. Inclusive open with. Open as. Create link on desk. Edit file.
Open with. Open with.
Alert open with. AI file manager. Comms. Pocket casts. Wikipedia beta or Wikipedia beta
okay,
or Wikipedia
definitely
settings.
We need to have the JPG at the end of it. So I'm going to go.
S Selfie April 21st, 2015. Inclusive Android.
Double tap on it again.
Alert Inclusive Android.
Rename.
Rename. Alert Rename File.
Let's go down
Rename
here.
File. Edit Box Inclusive.
We're going to double tap
rename
on
Rename File.
Field.
Edit Box Inclusive. Showing text keyboard.
And I'm just going to move with my volume key.
I. D. End.
And I'm going to hit the dot .jpg here.
M. Period. Period.
Dot
U. H.
J.
J.
P. J.
O. P. P. F. G. G.
And click rename.
Rename button. Total Commander.
Okay,
keyboard
let's take
hidden.
A look.
Dot. Inclusive Android JPG 1.
Well, let's click on that.
Open with PDF. Open with PDF to Speech Pro ES Image Browser.
There we go.
Photos.
There we go.
Tap to select.
So there's
tap and hold to long
picture.
Press.
We could open it with anything we want. And let's
Total
go
Commander.
Back to Smart Selfie.
Home.
See if it's still there in our gallery. Let's go to the folder of
folder,
OCR.
OCR. Folder opened.
All
Text
right,
Fairy.
Let's see.
Office Lens Preview. Smart Selfie. Gallery. Folder closed.
Hit the back key.
Alert current settings. Detection settings.
Okay,
number of faces.
Let's go here. See what we could find.
Camera settings. More options button.
Now, when you're in the live preview, then you have the settings that are open to you near the top or menus. You got buttons. So to top right corner, you got more settings.
More options
more
button.
More options, I should say. Let's tap here.
Tap to select.
And we got.
Showing six items.
We got.
Successful. View settings.
View settings.
Help.
Help.
Our apps.
Our apps.
Tap to select. Help Pimajitai.
I don't
tap
know
to select.
Is. Go down.
Gallery.
Gallery.
Quit.
Or quit.
Tap to select.
Now let's look at another menu.
Smart Selfie.
So that's from the top right, we got more options. Now going left from there, we have.
More options by camera settings.
Camera settings.
Tap to select. Detection settings.
Detection settings.
Tap to select. Presets.
Presets.
Tap to select.
And that would be it. So basically, those three buttons at the bottom that we saw earlier, if you didn't want to use those, you could also use these ones here to access those menus. All right, so let's tap on more options and go to the gallery and see if we could find our pictures.
More options. Successfully.
Oops, excuse me.
More.
Okay, let's go down to gallery. That's what we want. All right, let's
showing
see.
Six.
Whoops.
Help. Our apps. Help Pimajitai Gallery. Info running. Click to add a new info. Button 57. Gallery.
I think that's, let's see what.
Info minus two. File name. S Selfie April 21st, 2015 104606 JPG. Dimensions. 1005. Button 57.
Reason,
button 52.
Though. It didn't.
File name. Inclusive Android JPG. Dimensions. 1536x2048. Size. 1.6 megabytes. Date. Tuesday, April 21st, 11 hours, 24 minutes, and 18 seconds PDT 2015.
Now, above that, file name information, just above that to the right, you have three little buttons. Beginning from the left, just above the file name, we got
hide button.
This hide.
Maximize button.
Maximize, that would maximize
tap to
the
select.
Picture.
Close button.
Will close. And that will
tap
close
to
that
select.
Information. I'm going to tap on close.
All window right. Icon, info minus two, hide.
Now, by tapping close, the information is gone.
Button 52, unlabeled.
Now, if I go back up.
Tap button 57, button 52,
we've got two
unlabeled.
Pictures sitting side by side. If I tap on one of them.
Button 52.
Represented by the buttons. See if that will bring back the file information again.
Smart selfie.
All right. So
list
what
button 66, unlabeled.
Is that it actually brings me back to where it shows the
game
picture.
Of war, fire age.
However, it's more or less like, you know, focusing on that picture and where we have things like delete.
Long pressed.
You know, share and gallery again. So, of course. So this delete to the top right corner, and then you got the share, and then you have gallery.
Gallery.
Now, if we tap on share.
Info running. Click to add a
sorry,
new in.
Let's
button
go back.
47.
Tap on the picture.
Gallery.
Because I tapped on
button
the gallery
40.
Mistakenly.
Smart selfie.
Okay. Now we're back to like where the picture was first taken, and the picture's there. So from the
game of war. Delete.
Top right. The delete button, and then next to that would be the share.
Delete. Share.
Let's tap on that. So when we tap on
share,
of course, all the apps that could share this pop up. So we got
share with plus type mail, total commander, add to Dropbox, what just once button, disabled, add to drop, what just once button, disabled.
I'm skipping something here. Let's scroll up.
Add to Dropbox. WhatsApp.
WhatsApp.
PDF to Speech Pro. Hangouts. Messenger. ES save to 3 period. Send by LAN.
Let's scroll up.
Send by LAN.
That's it. That's the last one. So you want to send it to someone on WhatsApp, or you want to send it to your Dropbox, or whatever the case may be, or send it to someone on your LAN connection, this is where you'll do it. Well, I hope you have fun taking
smart selfie.
Pretty pictures
smart
of
selfie.
Yourselves or handsome pictures of yourself. But until next time, friends, if you have any concerns, questions, whatever, you know where to find us right there on inclusiveandroid.com or send me an email, warcar@gmail.com, warcarr@gmail.com. And thank you so much for taking the time. Man, I'm tired today for some reason. I guess maybe that's why I'm home. All right. Thank you so much, guys. Have a great one, and God bless everyone. Thank you.